Hello everyone. Happy Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day. I know at least some of you have a day off from work or school, so I invite you to take some intentional time with the Lord today. Yeah, let's be interceding for our church and our city, but also be praying for reconciliation in the Israel-Palestine region. And for those of you that are working, know that you're blessed. God is not taking a day off today either. So let's praise Him for what He is doing in our workplaces through us. So we are to give thanks in all circumstances. Amen. Yeah, so for today's devotional, we'll be going over Acts 21. Okay, Acts 21. And when we had parted from them and set sail, we came by a straight course to Kos, and the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. And having found the ship crossing to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. When we had come in sight of Cyprus, leaving it on the left, we sailed to Syria and landed at Tyre. For there the ship was to unload its cargo. And having sought out the disciples, we stayed there for 7 days, and through the Spirit they were telling Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. When our days there were ended, we departed and went on our journey, and they all, with wives and children, accompanied us until we were outside the city. And kneeling down on the beach, we prayed and said farewell to one another. Then we went on board the ship, and they returned home. When we had finished the voyage from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais, and we greeted the brothers and stayed with them for 1 day. On the next day, we departed and came to Caesarea, and we entered the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. He had 4 unmarried daughters who prophesied. While we were staying for many days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea, and coming to us, he took Paul's belt and bound his own feet and hands and said, "Thus says the Holy Spirit, this is how Jews at Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." When we heard this, we and the people there urged him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "What are you doing weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be imprisoned, but even to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." And since he would not be persuaded, we ceased and said, "Let the will of the Lord be done." After these days, we got ready and went up to Jerusalem. And some of the disciples from Caesarea came with us, bringing us to the house of Mnason of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we should lodge. When we had come to Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly. On the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. After greeting them, he related one by one the things that God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified God. And they said to him, "You see, brother, how many thousands there were among the Jews of those who have believed. They are all zealous for the law. And they have been told about you, that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children or walk according to our customs. What then is to be done? They will certainly hear that you have come. Do therefore what we tell you. We have 4 men who are under a vow. Take these men and purify yourself along with them and pay their expenses, so that they may shave their heads. Thus all will know that there is nothing in what they have been told about you, but that you yourself also live in observance of the law. But as for the Gentiles who have believed, we have sent a letter with our judgment, that they should abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from what has been strangled, and from sexual immorality." Then Paul took the men, And the next day he purified himself along with them and went into the temple, giving notice when the days of the purification would be fulfilled and the offering presented for each one of them. When the 7 days were almost completed, the Jews from Asia, seeing him in the temple, stirred up the whole crowd and laid hands on him, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man who's teaching everyone everywhere against the people and the law and this place. Moreover, he even brought Greeks into the temple and has defiled this holy place, for they had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian with him in the city. And they supposed that Paul had brought him into the temple. Then all the city was stirred up, and the people ran together. They seized Paul and dragged him out of the temple, and at once the gates were shut. And as they were seeking to kill him, word came to the tribune of the cohort that all Jerusalem was in confusion. He at once took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. And when they saw the tribune and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. Then the tribune came up and arrested him and ordered him to be bound with two chains. He inquired who he was and what he had done. Some in the crowd were shouting one thing, some another. And as he could not learn the facts because of the uproar, he ordered him to be brought into the barracks. And when he came to the steps, he was actually carried by the soldiers because of the violence of the crowd. For the mob of the people followed, crying out, "Away with him!" As Paul was about to be brought into the barracks, he said to the tribune, "May I say something to you?" And he said, "Do you know Greek? Are you not the Egyptian then, who recently stirred up a revolt and led the 4,000 men of the assassins out of the wilderness?" Paul replied, "I am a Jew from Tarsus of Cilicia, a citizen of no obscure city. I beg you, permit me to speak to the people." And when he had given him permission, Paul, standing on the steps, motioned with his hands to the people. And when there was a great hush, he addressed them in the Hebrew language. Amen. In the previous few chapters, God through the Holy Spirit has revealed to Paul multiple times that he was to return to Jerusalem, and this time he'll be bound and afflicted and eventually be killed. And even in today's reading, there is a prophecy on what will happen to Paul when he goes back to Jerusalem, and it agrees with what Paul has been sharing. So everyone else, of course, tries to convince Paul not to go, but Paul's not shaken. He obeys God and finally gets to Jerusalem. And as prophesied, Paul was eventually persecuted by the Jews from Asia, and he was beaten and arrested at the temple. So what I want to focus today is how he spent his last days as a free man in Jerusalem. So he met with James, Jesus' brother, and the elders, and they share a rumor about Paul that he has been teaching Jewish people to forsake the Mosaic law, which was false. So in Romans 3, Paul shares that Jesus has set him free from the law, and he has been teaching that the same was true for all who received God's gift of grace in Christ. And in doing so, he had become the target of persecution from the Jewish religious leaders. But he has never taught the Jews to forsake the law. On the contrary, he actually honored the law. And even in a few chapters before today, Paul actually circumcised Timothy to honor the law. So coming back to today's reading, The elders share a recommendation in response to the rumors, and it is to participate in the ceremonial process of cleansing, which was to go on for 7 days. So Paul did travel through the Gentile lands. So from the perspective of the Jews, just going through the ceremonial process would show that Paul still honors the law. But from what we know about what Paul believed, would he have really believed that those ceremonies would wash him clean? I don't think so. But he obeys. I think it were up to me, I would have reacted in frustration. Like, hey, like I came here to be persecuted and die. Is that how I want to spend my precious like 7 days for things with little meaning? I want to spend time with like my family, maybe like eat good food, like maybe be entitled to rest and get prepared for this like tough season that is to come. But Paul obeys without rebuking them. And just like how Jesus went on the cross in silence, he participates in the ceremony without grumbling. So in 1 Corinthians 9, Paul shares that to the Jews, I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those outside the law, I became one outside the law. And Paul shares later in the verse that I had become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. So what po motivated Paul was love. It was his desire for his fellow Jewish people to get closer to the gospel. And this is the challenge for us today. Can we put gospel and loving others number one priority in our lives? If we're honest with ourselves, many times we're too busy, that we are not present or aware of the needs of our brothers and sisters that are going through a tough season. Sometimes we try to hold on to the gospel love just for ourselves because we feel like we don't have enough already. Brothers and sisters, as we can see from Paul's example today, we are not just called to love others when only when it's easy. Actually, it's the opposite and yeah, like that's really hard. It is hard to love when we feel like we don't already have enough. But this is what the gospel is about. Even in those times, God tells us that we have plenty to give because He will fill our hearts and satisfy us. So let's have faith and pray for that. Let's pray. Thank you for giving us an example of how we can love others when we have the gospel. God, we confess that it's hard for us to love in this way, especially when we feel like we don't have enough. We need your help. So, would you fill our hearts with your love today? Help us realize that we are blessed and we have plenty to share, even in tough seasons. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope you have a wonderful day today. God bless.